AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Russia and Syria both say the fighting in eastern Aleppo is over.
Russia's UN ambassador says the Syrian government has retaken control of eastern Aleppo and that civilians remaining in the area can be evacuated or assisted. Vitaly Churkin made the claim at the end of yet another Security Council session in which Western powers decried what they say are Russian and Syrian atrocities. Now he says the fight is over.
Now that eastern Aleppo has been freed from the terrorists, I suppose they can enter eastern Aleppo and help in our humanitarian.
The United States, France, and the United Kingdom accused the Syrians and their Russian allies of rounding up and killing civilians in the city. Warren Levinson, New York.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says the situation in Aleppo remains unclear.
I'm not in a position to say definitively one way or another that the city has now fallen or that the regime and Russia have taken it.
A spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross says there's no place to run safely in Aleppo.
Even those who want to leave for safer areas, they are not able to do so, basically because the fighting is intensifying and they are unable even to move.
I'm a goner, that's what one of the crew members aboard a doomed cargo ship said as he and 32 other mates scrambled to abandon the El Faro that sank in the Atlantic last October. No one survived their encounter with Hurricane Joaquin. More than 500 pages of transcripts released today provide a glimpse of the crew's final hours. E.R. Braithwaite, the Guyanese author, educator, and diplomat whose years teaching in the slums of London's East End inspired the international bestseller To Sir With Love and the popular Sidney Poitier movie of the same name, has died at age 104. The Dow neared 20,000 today as energy companies and tech stocks climbed. This is AP Radio News. A high-stakes hearing is underway ahead of Bill Cosby's trial for the alleged sexual assault of Andrea Constand in 2004.
Judge Stephen O'Neill must decide how many, if any, other accusers can testify. The prosecutors hope to call them as prior bad act witnesses to say that they were drugged and molested in a similar fashion.
AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports Cosby's defense team has been arguing that the other claims are too old, too vague, or too dissimilar to Constand's claim for the accusers to take the stand.
The defense is introducing large binders with information about each of the accusers, news interviews they may have given, police statements, and any information that they believe will disqualify them from testifying.
Attorneys at Bill Cosby's pretrial hearing got into a shouting match before the judge ruled that Cosby's lawyers could identify 11 of the other accusers by name. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.